There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Give it to me.
Hey, everybody, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, which since 2017, this versatile It's a Thing podcast has grown into an international phenomenon and offers comfort, support, and warmth as friends, couch companions, bedtime buddies, and travel teammates. Thanks for joining us.
That's right, folks. We're the Squishmallow podcast.
I really like the idea, by the way, and I don't know if Rich did this on purpose, of using about statements from things that we have identified as things for thing intro, right?
Ouroboros of references.
I'm pretty sure we talked about squishmallows. If not, yeah. we
have talked about squishmallows, whether they were a thing or we just talked about them or what, I can't swear to, but.
Because they are in fact such a thing that yes.
Well, my first thing was confirmed by Rich and Molly over text message over the weekend because I have seen it rise. It's not new, but I've seen it rise. And I was particularly curious, not only if it was outside the LA area in San Francisco, but in Ohio as well. And you both confirmed that, yes, in your various regions, this is a thing. It is the snack item Takis, T-A-K-I-S.
And it's such a thing that it's like, it's all the new flavors of things that have gotten totally insane. I think for a while, Takis were like a pretty regional thing because the kids here are very into them. But I think it's sort of like a Mexico influence in California in general. But now I feel like Takis have gone.
Well, that was the thing, right?
Because way broad.
They've been around. If you don't know, they come in a purple bag. They're little rolled up corn wafers, like basically like you roll up the tortilla chip before you fry it kind of situation. Mm-hmm. And they're spicy flavors. I've seen them around the LA area since I moved here in 2013. They're not new. They're a staple in every convenience store. But lately, I have seen huge displays. Like from my car, as I'm driving past the convenience store, I can tell there's like a gargantuan Takis display inside. And then the vet that we take our dog to has one of those vending machines that is like the vending machine of last resort that you have in hospital waiting room type situations.
Totally.
So it'll have a Kit Kat. A pack of Oreos, a pack of those horrible peanut butter and cheese cracker sandwiches. And so it's like the basics of every snack, and it has Takis now, and it didn't used to. So that was when I texted you all and was like, what's up with the Takis? Is it spreading? Is this rising? And you confirmed that, yes, indeed, Takis is hot, not just
Takis
by taste.
Exactly. And especially all the weird flavors, like blue heat.
Some legends say that blue flames burn the hottest of all.
Like, why have they gotten so disgusting? Takis Nitro.
Straight from our lab of mad geniuses.
I think they just sort of like rode the wave of spicy, you know, as everything
the
like got
hot
more
Cheetos
and more spicy.
Wave. Yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Takis like sneaked in the back door and then took over and put Flamin' Hot Cheetos down. Pinned it to the mat.
I don't even know what I think. Fuego's been around for a long time. That's the super spicy one, which is honestly is not that spicy. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe the crunchy fajitas one has been around. But the blue heat, nitro, and guacamole. Those are more recent.
Such a thing.
Also,
can confirm. I read a pretty funny article the other day, actually, about why the U.S. has such crappy chip flavors. Because it turns out that apparently all over the rest of the world, there are like a preponderance of chip flavors.
Yeah, that there are a wider variety of chip flavors. Mm-hmm. Really? And what did it purport to be the cause of such a dearth of flavors? I mean,
monopoly, of course.
Really? But we've got multiple chip makers. Are they
like
are they
two colluding? Or three? Yeah, I mean, there's really like
so many regionals, like the Utz and the there's a lot of regional chips out there. I went on during the lockdown. I went on a tour of snack foods and then like found all these regional like potato chips that are still being made.
Let's see. Lay's is the largest manufacturer of chips on the planet. And then there's a whole.
And they make chips worldwide too. Like a lot of the crazy. Oh, look at that.
Right. But there's a bunch that they only sell elsewhere.
Yeah. So it can't be just the monopoly. There must be something else.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's see, mental floss. Here it is.
Especially in the world where like brand differentiation has gone crazy. There's 17 different types of Crests. Like when you,
I know, you would think, but yeah, no. There's like sushi seaweed ones in Japan, and like chip ones. And I've actually like become acutely more aware of this because we get this weird little box because you know little delivery boxes that cost $10 a month that you forget about are a thing.
Yeah, totally.
And it's called Snack Crate, and it's like little snacks from around the world.
Cool.
And I keep forgetting to cancel it. And then every time one comes, my child is delighted. Like, it's just so fun and stupid. But it often has chips in it that are like roast chicken flavor. And they taste like a straight up chicken. Or like the France box had like blue cheese, like camembert.
Yeah.
I know those are not the same thing. It was camembert. And it tasted, I mean, it was like, I was like, why are there stinky socks on the counter? I'm like, oh my God, it's these camembert chips, which just were completely camembert
flavored.
Some of
it is just regional preference.
Ketchup.
I get that. Like, yeah. You know, I'm sure sour cream and onion seems weird outside of the U.S., right? To somebody.
Somewhere. I would think. But like, we just have like either salty or spicy, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Or apparently blue.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of these tteokbokki chips that we got at the Korean market that are flavored the way the little rice cake snack is. So it's like a sweet, hot flavor. Really good.
Amazing. Red caviar. Are they red caviar? Okay. I'm down the rabbit hole. Might be getting hungry.
Anyway, Takis. Totally a thing.
Takis. Totally a thing. I feel like I would know if I were hungry if I, like all of the cool people I have encountered recently, were wearing my Oura ring.
Oura. O-U-R-A. Made famous by the NBA during the lockdown.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, obviously not that famous because you didn't hear
totally about it. Is true. No, it's so funny because I just looked at the news story that I pulled up. And indeed, the NBA and the WNBA purchased this Oura ring by the thousands for their players because it seems they thought it could maybe detect COVID early.
It's going to be contact tracing, I think, was the idea, right?
Well, and it because it can it detects your temperature and heart rate
early detection. Okay, all right.
Exactly. It does these like baseline metrics, so body temperature sensors, and then heart rate, and so it could sort of be like, oh, if your body temperature is high and your heart rate is kind of spiking, you might have a fever.
You might want to get tested.
But now
they were testing them every day anyway. Though, anyway,
it's a freaking thing. It is everywhere. And everybody wears them on their index finger, which I guess is where you wear it. I don't really know.
Is that a better measurement or something? Or
I don't know. Needs to be on your finger for at least 2 weeks. Maybe you don't want to look married, or maybe that's just where all the cool people wear it. I don't really know, but I'm seeing this thing all over the place. And then just as I was like, it seems like this Oura ring is kind of hot. Then they made a Gucci collab. And now I know it's huge.
Meta thing. As soon as you brought that up in our pre-show, I was like, oh, did you hear about Gucci Town and Roblox? Like Gucci has settled down. They've done collabs with Roblox before, but they have settled down and created a whole town in Roblox where you can buy Gucci things for your virtual Roblox characters.
I mean, considering that we talked about the Gucci belt being back the other day, I do feel like there's like a sub thing happening with Gucci.
Yeah. Or it's a sub everywhere. Or a meta or a side or some ancillary.
Or something.
There's an ancillary Gucci to everything. Did and I mention the new Gucci talkies? No, Gucci I didn't. I haven't got there yet. But just wait.
Oh, that's amazing. So anyway, the regular Oura ring that everybody is wearing is like regular black or silver, I think, costs $299. The Gucci version costs $950, although it includes a lifetime of service, because evidently you have to pay $6 a month for the Oura ring to monitor everything that you do.
Oh, well, okay. I'm not saying that that's, mm-hmm. makes it a smart buy, but that's a good luxury perk of like, and you don't have time to think about, you know, recurring charges on your credit card.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's kind of useful.
Yeah.
I guess. Except that the math on how long you have to wear that thing. Let's see. 6 times 12 is $72. So let's see. Subtract. So 950 minus 300. Minus 300 is $650 divided by 72. You have to wear your Gucci ring for 9 years for it to pay for itself. Pretty sure the battery's not going to last that long.
Yeah. Also, yep. Pretty sure that technology will, even if it is slowing down, it's going to move faster than that.
You'll have an implant by then, exactly. Yeah. But still,
Oura, I guess you could just still wear it as a fashion item, even if it's not working.
Maybe. I mean, I can't.
It's a lovely Gucci charger, too.
The FOMO is like getting to me, not the Gucci one.
Mm-hmm.
But the Oura ring. But I'm like, what do I need to quantify?
I feel like brands like that are an indicator of a healthy sector of an economy. When you can get people to just pay because it's got two little G-looking things on it, then that means that there's a market that just has more money than they need.
I think I also like the fact that a new consumer electronics brand emerged.
Yeah, who owns Oura?
Like, that's kind of nice, right?
It's just Oura.
Nobody. Oura's Oura.
Yeah.
And it's got a $2 billion valuation or something. I mean, it's like a real...
They're not brand new. They were founded in 2013, but...
Yeah, they've been around.
They're Finnish.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it seems so stylish.
Maybe.
Wow, West Bay Stars in our Discord says mine only lasted 4 years before it wouldn't charge anymore. That is a long, that's a commitment.
That's not bad for a battery.
That's not bad at all.
That's because it's honestly, a tiny battery.
That's half a Gucci. Half a gooch. Half a gooch.
Well, I think we both have new apps to round us out today. I'm going to call out Yubo. Y-U-B-O. It is unfortunately associated with some other live streaming lately, but I tagged it before that because it is targeted at the kids. It's targeted at the Gen Z. Maybe, yeah, it's targeted, but also popular with them. It is an app that says you don't follow people. You can't follow people. You don't like streams. This is not about collecting likes. So it is not meant for influencers. Yubo is up to 10 of your friends can get together and hang out on a live stream, and viewers find them by either nationality, like show me all the French streams today, or interest, show me who's streaming about Oura rings or whatever, right? And so it's meant to be like being able to just hang out and talk about stuff, not, you know, trolling for likes and being a creator economy. They make their money off of subscriptions and premium items within, you know, like perks and stuff, and do not monetize data or sell ads.
Wow. That's great. That seems very positive.
And they've got 20 million users, too. That's what makes it a thing.
Right. You're like, and also people like it. Yeah. I mean, it is interesting that and Be Real, which just isn't particularly viral.
That's the new here. Yeah. I feel like we are starting to see the wave of the Instagram's paths. Those things that were like, what if we just captured a photo instead of writing a thing, right? That was the reaction to Twitter and Facebook. And we kind of forget that was new. That was a new way of looking at it. And I feel like Be Real, Yubo, and a few others are apps that are saying, but that whole creator thing where you have to follow people and like them, such a millennial thing, right? We just want to talk. Like, let's elevate the discourse above the personality.
Yep. Which I love. Like, that's great. That's how we build up immunity. in this society to social media, right? It's still relatively new. We're figuring out how to integrate into our lives. And if people are out here like, you know, maybe smaller is better. Great. Love it.
And I think it's worth knowing that there is a new thing out there that's got, you know, 25 million euros in premium subscriptions last year. 60 million. Did I say 20 million? 60 million users worldwide.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so it's that's real. That's not be real. That's popular.
That's real,
almost
right.
Their entire audience is in the 13 to 25 range.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
They made the news recently because they also separate 13 to 17s from 18 and older. You cannot interoperate. They're not on the same network. They have two separate UBO networks.
Right.
And you age out of the small one. They have been verifying age by ID upload, where they just, you upload your ID, they look at it and delete it. They don't store it. But they've now started to do facial recognition, where an algorithm guesses within a couple of years what your age is. And if you're too old, then it'll make you put up an ID. But it's basically comparing what you say your age is to what you look like.
Interesting. Yeah. Amazing. Love it. We're so techy today too, that we're accidentally straying into this other show, but we did in fact both bring two apps, and then we both each have like a bonus third. We remain on a wavelength as always.
Exactly.
I heard from some Gen Zs when I was in Miami last week that the hot new app for hot girls in particular, and if you want to find them, is CoStar, which is an astrology app.
Oh, I was like, you're so hot, I want to co-star with you.
Like, nope. But like also, the star kind.
But astrology. Okay, got it.
And it's just the inevitable freaking spinoff of the astrology phase. But of course, it is now a dating app. So there are evidently several of them. But if my intel from Miami is correct, then CoStar is the one to be using. There's like one called Ilios. There's Sanctuary, The Pattern, Nebula.
These are all astrology dating apps? These are
literally all astrology-based dating apps that like rate your compatibility based on, among other things, of course,
astrology.
Your astrology.
Mm-hmm. That feels like giving up. And I don't mean for the people dating. I mean for the app makers of like, you know what? Our algorithms don't work. Like, it's pretty much just random who succeeds.
Yeah. Always has been.
Just throw astrology in there. Why not?
Like, why not?
It's not going to change the outcome. Yeah.
CoStar is the hyper-personalized social experience bringing astrology into the 21st century. I don't even know if CoStar is specifically for dating, but you add friends to keep track of their zodiac signs. You get personality analysis customized to your entire chart. Says Vogue, quote, everyone has downloaded CoStar. Says Connor Oberst.
Connor Oberst. Wow.
Connect with people about your astrology sign. If that's not a recommendation, I don't know what is.
Wait, is he young enough?
And then TechCrunch notes, I know, right? Connor Oberst was like cool when I lived in Omaha in like 1999. Yeah. TechCrunch, quote, pretty much everywhere.
So the other thing that I noted when you said like, it's not just for dating, that's also a thing, is like dating apps are also doing like, you don't have to be finding dates. Maybe you just want to find a friend. That's the lines are blurring there.
Yeah, definitely. And then CoStar is like, whoever you meet in your life, you can be like, ooh, are we compatible?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe let's not put a label on it.
Yeah.
It's very 70s. Very 70s.
I mean, it really is.
We might as well. In a box.
Yeah. Just like, let's like read our star charts together and see what happens.
Be present with our star charts. I want to reconfirm a thing because CoStar is just, I have no personal experience to lay on it.
There's nothing more to be said.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a thing for sure.
It just is. Yep.
I would like to reconfirm a thing that I saw so many times that I put it in my reminders and was immediately like, but I'm pretty sure we did it. And when I looked, yeah, we did in season 5. This is season 8. So 3 years ago, Molly on February 8th did intermittent fasting, and it's everywhere right now. Molly, you're way ahead on this one.
Damn. You know, sometimes that happens. There's something I was trying to think of earlier today that I still haven't thought of where I was like, it's a good thing we talked about this one. It's a thing because it's freaking everywhere. Like, it is a curse. It's a curse to be too early.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, almost everyone I know is doing some version of intermittent fasting.
And the other reaction that I hear more than once is like, so you just skip breakfast?
I mean, honestly, right? I'm like, does it count how I just have breakfast in the morning and then I don't eat again until dinner?
And they're like, no.
Apparently not.
You have to plan to skip breakfast in an intentional way. It's kind
it
of what
it has to be on like, purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But yes, 100%. Well, and then I need a think check because I wanted to bring it as a thing, but I'm not sure it's a thing. But also, I'm just sort of curious. Are you familiar with FOSSUM?
No, I am not. Please explain.
The word awesome with F as in Frank in front of it, FOSSUM.
Yeah.
And it's like a free ad supported streaming service for movies and TVs. TV. So I think it's like film is what the F is for.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking it was like a meme that meant you were faux awesome, but no,
it's or a streaming F-ing service. Awesome. Oh, no. The F stands for free. Free awesome
free,
TV
awesome.
And movies. Okay.
And so basically it's taking all of the non-windowed content that Tubi and Pluto and Zumo and everyone else has and trying to pretend they're special somehow.
Just more free, basically. It's just like a compendium.
But all of the things that I just mentioned are also free.
Right, exactly. So you could get Crackle, Hoopla, Canopy, Peacock, Pluto TV, the Roku Channel, Tubi TV, Vudu, or Zumo, or FOSSUM. And I think we can all agree that given the choice, you're going to pick FOSSUM because that name is amazing. Because
it's FOSSUM.
But they're all kind of, I probably it's just that advertising supported free streaming.
AVOD.
It's such a thing. Oh, it even has a name.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, dude, FOSSUM.
AVOD. AVOD calling.
I just believe that people are going to start talking about FOSSUM nonstop.
Oh, there's an AVOD bubble now. This confirms it.
The most fun that my child and I have had together in quite a while was last night just browsing all the FOSSUM titles and watching the first 10 minutes of all of them, such as Avalanche Sharks and Shark Man. And I was like, I want to queue up all of the like disaster ones that are just like ecological disaster. It is the
modern equivalent of wandering down the side aisles at the video store.
It totally is. Yeah. Yes. It's like straight to DVD as a streaming service. And it's amazing.
And
so it's not a thing now.
The best part is like, it's not unique. You could probably find every single thing on FOSSUM on one of those dozen other services that you talked about. But that doesn't mean FOSSUM won't be the one that just catches on because they have the cool name.
FOSSUM.
Yeah.
Collision course.
So think check.
Headed toward New York. You,
feedback at it's a thing.
Just straight up think check. Yeah.
Let us know. Are you also seeing the FOSSUM wave?
A mother's escape. Silent
from
fall.
A shark.
Vendetta. Maximum conviction.
Not V4. Just Vendetta.
Shark Kano says Afi James is real. I mean, I would basically watch every single thing on here. Like,
yeah.
No shame in my game at all. So yeah, think check.
Have you watched anything on it?
We just watched the first 10 minutes of all the movies that I mentioned.
Okay. And no ad breaks in the first 10, or you always have a pre-roll?
Exactly. And then like we were watching one, we were kind of into it. And then an ad break came. We're like,
yeah,
no, we're done.
So you skip. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause they're terrible.
Interesting. All right. Let's get to the feedback. Feedback at itsathing.me. Jody in Minneapolis also needs a thing check. Hey all. I came across a mention of hashtag cluttercore being a thing. Personally, I shuddered and had to click out right quick when I saw the pictures. Please tell me this is not a thing, because if it is, we are truly lost as a species.
Oh, dear. Well, we are. Yeah. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I feel like I believe it.
Oh, well, you called the
maximalist.
And this seems like it's part of that cluttercore.
Yeah. Cluttercore. Let's see. I'm looking. So oh, yeah. Look at this. Here's an article.
Like, really hardcore into clutter. I guess. Is that it?
Yeah. It's the anti-minimalism. Okay. So yeah. I found an article on the BBC from May 2021. Maximalist interiors full of mismatched stuff are the sign of the times. And then clutter core is a related. So yeah. Sorry.
I saw a headline.
I feel like it's sort of my fault.
Gen Z being into maximalism as a reaction to millennialism's minimalism.
Yeah.
It's a lot of ends.
Totally. Oh my biscuits. I just looked it up, by the way. I'm looking at that BBC article and like, God. I mean, I'm sort of a cheerful maximalist in some ways, but this is awful.
Clutter core. Man, I just never cleaned up this room and now it's fashionable.
Now it's fashionable. Boom. No, it has to be on purpose, but also does it? Why are there there's weird plants laying on top of pictures?
I skipped breakfast and didn't clean up my room. And now I'm a clutter core intermittent faster.
Now I'm hella on trend. Incredible. Afi James writes in with a new, potential new food thing. Hi there. I'm about a month behind on the show due to being ill. Oh, I hope you're feeling better. So sorry if this has already been discussed. I'm starting to see skyr. If you don't know, that's an Icelandic version of yogurt in more stores and being advertised more, a new health product trend.
Oh, interesting.
Skyr, I have seen in the US for a while, and I think it's been struggling to break through, and now it is. I've started to see commercials occasionally, because isn't it like it's the higher protein one?
Is that what they're pitching it as?
It's the keto-friendly yogurt.
Okay. Aren't all yogurts keto-friendly?
I don't know.
Like, it's not like they have carbs.
The sugar ones do, but well, also okay. Has protein.
No, you're right, but the sugar-free ones.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm just saying, they're not made with bread. They're made with yogurt.
I mean, how the hell do I know what's keto anymore? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I shouldn't speculate. I don't know.
I'm just like, I don't think they know.
But yeah, skyr making its way into your grocer's refrigerator.
It's a for sure, Happy James, for sure.
Prof Art from the Philippines wants to flip the script with the show, says, hi, Tamale. So for over 200 episodes, we've been watching things happen and talking about things that might happen. But hey, what about if we try to make something happen?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I don't know, Prof Art. I don't know.
Let's
hear it. And I was about to say, let's hear him out. And the next words that Prof Art writes are, hear me out. For quite some time now, I've been trying to make a phrase click and happen. And the phrase is, you are such. That's it. Just, you are such. Like, you were talking to someone who was just so full of whatever that you just gave up halfway through the sentence and just sighed with resignation. You are such. Yeah, yeah. I feel like Amanda Seyfried and Mean Girls trying to make fetch happen. But think about it. If you guys help me get this out there and become the thing, then imagine how awesome meta it would be for you at some future show to say, oh, hey, we made that a thing. Just having fun here. You guys are such.
You guys are such. I love it. But only you, Prof Art, and only you, dear listeners, can make things things. Our job is but to observe.
That's right.
And select. If we try to influence, the whole thing could come apart.
I mean, if the audience on its own took Prof Art's words to heart, that's not on us. We're just reading.
If that happens, yeah. Right?
We're not saying it should. We're not telling you to go out and just start saying you are such to everyone you see. We're not saying that. We couldn't say that. That would be
such.
Yeah.
It is really pretty satisfying.
Prof Art's in Discord right now. Like, I get it, guys. Thanks. You are
like,
such.
Like, I get it. Thanks. You are such. You know, you do you, audience. You do you.
I might just.
And should it make its way back to us in the magical circular stream of thingness, we will be thrilled.
And we will say, Prof Art, you are the original such.
You are the OG such.
The OS.
The OS. Well, that could not have led more nicely into today's shout-outs. Shout-outs, of course, are reserved for the people who support the show at patreon.com/itsathing at the shout-out level, and for whom our producer Rich toils nonstop to come up with ever more clever and amusing and delightful artisanal custom shout-outs. Today's, of course. I love how I say, of course, every time, like it's not going to be the most random thing you could imagine. Yeah,
of course. No, as you expect.
Of course. As you might expect, today's shout outs are based on the iPod software license agreement, RIP iPod.
I will start us off.
Excellent.
This license allows David Grizzly Smith to use the Mike Aiken software on a single Benjamin Forrest. This license does not allow the Lee Price software to exist on more than one Louis St. Amour at a time, and you may not make the Laura Abel software available over a network where it could be used by multiple Eric Duncans or multiple James C. Smiths at the same time.
This license does not grant Joe Hood any rights to use Kevin Sill proprietary interfaces and other intellectual property in the design, development, manufacture, licensing, or distribution of Morris Jones devices and accessories for use with the Jake Woods. Some of these rights are available under a separate license from Gabriel Cohen. For more information, please email madeformirandajanelle@andrewbradley.com.
Andrewbradley.com is actually a real thing.
I'm sure it is.
I don't think that email address is.
Although, if he's smart, he should set that up immediately.
No, it's like a clothing place or something. Like,
oh, it's not our guy?
No, it's not. Oh. It's not Answer Me. It's different Andrew Bradley. Ah, that's amazing, though.
Disclaimer, that email may not
And work. Also, goodbye, iPod. We'll miss you.
Oh, pour a little out for the iPod.
I'm not going to lie. If there had been an iPod Touch available on the shelf nearby, I probably would have bought one. I looked, but they were out of stock at all my easily obtainable Apple stores. There were some farther afield, but I wasn't going to drive that far for it.
No, come on, man. It was a moment in time, and that moment is gone now. Much like our show today. Thank you for listening. You can become a member of It's a Thing at any level and get access to our Discord, where you can chat with us live during the tapings, and an ad-free RSS feed, patreon.com/itsathing.
Yeah. Email us. Email those things to feedback@itsathing.me, because if you don't, you are such.
See you next time.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.